Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company, a proud supporter of Living on Earth. The President's Cancer Panel recommends eating foods produced without toxic, persistent pesticides and chemical fertilizers. We couldn't agree more, and that's why we make organic yogurt, because you can trust that harmful chemicals are never used in organic food production.
Sharks have a reputation as dangerous predators, but in reality, they have a lot more to fear from us. We slaughter more than 70 million sharks each year. Most are turned into soup. Just their fins are sliced off and used. The animals then left to die. In fact, some species of shark have been reduced by 90%. Earlier this month, California became the fourth U.S. state to ban the sale of shark fins. But in the Bahamas, they're taking a different approach to protecting the fish. Shark tourism. Reporter Doug Strzok has our story.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if I could have everybody's attention, please.
Dive master Chang Chin, wearing a suit of protective metal mesh over his wetsuit, briefs seven eager scuba divers who've flown to the Bahamas from across the world.
Okay, we're going to have two really, really cool dives this afternoon. The first one is going to be along the wall, and it's going to be a free swim with the sharks. All you're going to see down there is sharks. Okay, they're going to be all underneath you, circling around as you make your way down the line. Okay.
The boat rocks gently on the crystal clear Bahamian waters. The divers listen intently, preparing to follow Chin 40 feet down to the deck of an old submerged freighter, where they will be in the middle of a shark-feeding frenzy.
What we want on this dive is to have minimal or no hand movement at all. When the sharks are moving around, they create sort of a current or a whirlpool effect. Sometimes they can even bump into you if you're lucky and push you over.
Though some criticize feeding sharks as risky and meddling with nature, the Bahamian government says shark tourism brings in $79 million annually. Stewart Cove, who runs the island's biggest dive company, ferries nearly 60,000 tourists a year out to snorkel above the sharks or scuba dive with them.
We went from being a little sleepy two-boat operation to growing very quickly into a major force in the dive industry. Everybody wanted to come and dive with the sharks. So not only did we build a big business off of it, you know, we got a lot of people coming to the Bahamas for the sharks, dropping, you know, a couple thousand dollars a person into their local economy.
It's Chin's task to make sure the tourists get what the brochures tout as an extreme shark adventure.
What you're diving with today, Caribbean reef sharks. Okay, in the area, there's around about probably 35 to 40 sharks at the moment. The biggest shark, probably about 9.5 feet long, okay, about 400, 450 pounds, and smaller sharks about 2 or 3 feet long, okay? Please enjoy your dive, guys. Suit up, do your buddy checks. I'll see you in the water.
Underwater, the divers in their wetsuits sink slowly toward the 200-foot freighter called the Ray of Hope. Dark shadows emerge from the depths, sleek and sinuous. 3, 4, 8, 10 sharks circle the divers, closer and closer. Chin opens a steel bait box. The sharks pivot sharply, rushing past the divers in a race to grab the bait. Chin teases and twirls with the morsels on a short spear until his bait is nearly exhausted. With the last fish, he lures the shark pack off one side of the freighter so his spectators can escape to the surface.
What did you think?
It was amazing.
Debbie Varela is a physician from New York City.
I've been in love with sharks since I was a kid. They're so calm and they just command this certain respect that I was just mesmerized.
But sharks have value other than luring tourists. They play a crucial environmental role. Samuel Doc Gruber, a marine scientist at the University of Miami, has been studying lemon sharks for 20 years from the beachfront lab he started on Bahamas Bimini Island. He wades into a thigh-deep tidal mangrove swamp off Bimini with a couple of students. They plan to find and tag the juvenile lemon sharks that hide there from larger predators.
Oh, there's a nice big lemon right there. Oh, big boy. That's almost a meter. There's another lemon. They're all over the place.
Sharks are vulnerable, Gruber says, because they grow slowly and have few offspring.
You want to do this with one dip net or two?
One dip net, the biggest one we've got. All right, okay. Now, that's it. Now, don't get bit. This one coming. Watch out. He's not under my control. Easy. So that's a little electronic tag. They're called RFIDs or pit tags. And it reads it,
There we go. 4858715351.
All right.
Gruber says sharks are vital in the ecosystem. They help maintain order in their watery neighborhoods, keeping species in balance. The sea community is like a tapestry, he explains, and if you lost a top predator like the shark, the whole fabric would unravel.
You would produce what's called a biological cascade. First, the predator pressure on the prey organisms of the sharks would be reduced. They would just explode in their numbers. And the prey that they feed on, all of a sudden they'd be decimated. You go from a stable system to an oscillating system.
The Bahamas became a shark haven almost by accident. 2 decades ago, the government banned commercial fishing that uses miles of hooked lines to snag tuna, swordfish, and sharks. With no long-line fishing and no tradition of cutting off fins for soup, sharks flourished here. Eric Carey, head of the Bahamas National Trust, wants to make sure that continues.
The great opportunity that we have that we don't want to miss is that we have this healthy population, and instead of having to come from behind, as often happens, we're trying to save a species. You know, with a stroke of a pen, we could ensure that this healthy population is protected in perpetuity.
The National Trust is a nonprofit that runs the parks of the islands. Along with other environmental groups, the Trust recently won a campaign to get the government to ban all commercial fishing of sharks and any trade in shark fins. There's still an abundance of sharks in the Bahamas, and tourists, business interests, and scientists all agree that a live shark is worth a lot more than a dead one. For Living on Earth, I'm Doug Strzok in Bimini, the Bahamas.